around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome indeed, folks. This is America's number one travel radio show, and as the program transmits out across the nation to our 615-plus weekly AM and FM radio stations, almost 620 will soon hit, well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 28th, 2026, and that means we are just days away from completing 25% of the year already, which is amazing to me, right? Well, as I always like to begin the show, folks, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, including our affiliates there in Alaska and Hawaii, well, our 120 minutes together today will have us talking, of course, everything and anything in the world of travel. I'm going to begin with a programming note. Next week will be an encore presentation mode for the Easter holiday. And then starting on Monday, April 6th, well, Mary and I will fly out to Utah. We're going to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Park City, and 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting live from Hilton's Sunrise Lodge. If you're a listener in nearby Salt Lake City on AM 1230 KJJC Radio, we encourage you to come out and join us for the live remote broadcast. That'll be April 11th. We'll be doing the show, since it's mountain time, from 8 to 10. Still be 10 to noon Eastern time, but 8 to 10 out there. So we encourage you to come visit. Always nice connecting, you know, in person with all of our listeners. So good morning, Mary.
Good morning. And I certainly am looking forward to that. But I certainly hope that when we fly to Utah in a week that this TSA mess is resolved. And for anyone flying this weekend, get there early. And write to your senators and tell them that they've got to get this resolved. Nothing was really accomplished this week with the 2 a.m. vote on Friday morning with the Democrats in Congress.
Nothing.
Everyone's gone home for the spring holidays, and I think maybe they thought the House would rubber stamp it, but that was another miscalculation. The House has passed a 60-day continuing resolution, kicked back to the Senate, so on and on this goes. The good news, President Trump did issue an executive order calling this an emergency, so TSA agents will finally get paid as early as Monday. But I personally would like to see everyone called back, the Senate called back. And honestly, there is some legislation, we're going to talk about this over the next few weeks, that's going to be put forth that will exempt TSA from future government shutdowns and not getting paid. But this is a huge issue. Please write to all your senators, tag them on social media. This cannot happen again.
And what the president
not sustainable.
He's invoking a law called the National Emergency Act.
Because to get them paid
exactly
this week. Yeah,
so if Speaker Thune, if you're listening, Mary has spoken, okay? Get it done. All right.
Yeah,
so
we need our listeners
I'd love
to help.
Call everybody back. I'd love to see that happen and make them sit there until it's done. And, you know, the Democrats have to get on board with this for sure. So, listen, we could do all 2 hours on the show, but we've got a busy program for you today. So we are going to move along. And, you know, Rudy, you know, Bob Busey was traveling back from Nashville on Thursday evening. His daughter gave birth, and he and his wife wanted to be down there for it. Which was an exciting time for their family. But I felt for him having to deal with the airport security issues. I know you've been traveling this week. Have you spent, you know, any severe amount of time in lines for your travels?
I have not, because I came out of Minneapolis-St. Paul, and it was 3 minutes because I had both Clear and
Clear makes
TSA.
A difference,
oh,
Rudy.
Yeah.
Listen,
it does.
Clear.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Their stock
heard,
has gone up 60% in the last month. As
I think they've picked
this.
Up like 300,000
yep,
new
exactly.
Members.
Yeah.
Because of
now,
this,
I'm
because
flying out of Atlanta company. Tomorrow, so mm-hmm. do feel sorry for me, because landing in Atlanta 2 days ago, I walked around the airport. I said, okay, I'm flying out of here Sunday afternoon. And everybody said, Delta, TSA, everybody said, oh, get here about 4 hours in advance. So I've got a long day at the Atlanta airport tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, that's but Clear, that is right now, because they're a private company, mm-hmm. folks. They are not subject to everything going on with TSA. They have had some issues
except
in a couple of airports this
week.
They had
a few issues this
but
week.
It seemed to be more of company issue, technical issues, more
except,
than...
Except in Atlanta, Clear is not operating, even though when I went on the chat, Clear chat for before flying, they said, oh, yeah, it's operating in Atlanta. No, it's not.
Well,
it's just
so
shut down in Atlanta.
Well, all right,
so you're giving yourself 4 hours tomorrow. We want to hear
yep.
about
it's
it.
It's ridiculous. It just is. Again,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah. I think Congress should, besides Congress, you know, putting aside the TSA money so that it's always there, maybe we should also stop Congress people from getting paid. I mean, staff, everybody.
Well, no, listen, yeah, I agree with that
I
as
agree.
Well.
I agree.
But, you know, they'll never do that. But I have to be honest with you.
I agree. I mean,
it's so ridiculous that the American people are being held hostage. And you know, again, yep. you know what I just said? We're going to move on, and we are. So I'm just going to leave it there. We will get to this probably later in the show, because I know with the National Communal Forum, we've got something on a positive spin that we're going to put on this. So right now, you know, let's move into the Travel
right.
News Roundtable.
Let's,
oh, by the way, Mary, I just do want to say.
Polls?
Yeah, but hold on. Folks,
you want to say hello to it.
Yeah, I know. Because, listen, Bobby today is attending a military event for his son in South Carolina. So we have Ed Vargas, folks. Listen, such a talented musician. He is running things for us down there at the Network Command Center in Dallas. RJ, by the way, is also doing some final show prep. He's going to be with us in the D block for the Open Road. And he's going to be taking us all to Kansas and to college. So that'll be interesting.
That's an interesting
segment,
Ed,
it is good to have you aboard today with us. And,
good to be here, y'all. Thank you.
You know, pushing all the buttons and making sure we connect and triangulate around the country. So thank you.
All right, let's get to the travel polls. We do have new travel polls up on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. First question, what's the highest price you've ever paid for an airline ticket? You have many options to choose from. And that's another thing. Get your airline tickets now because they're going to go up with the price of fuel. All right, second question, what's the highest price you've ever paid for a hotel room? And again, you have a number of options to choose from.
Yeah, and some people have voted on those. I know we put them up last week, but they'll go up significantly this weekend.
Yeah.
And next week, too, because they'll be up. But go vote. We've had some fun with that. And, you know, listen, it'll be interesting. We'll share the results. And we'll do that, actually, in 2 weeks when we are broadcasting live from Utah. So I'm going to start us off with the Travel News Roundtable right now. You know, I think the news this week that was interesting. So after the Biden administration blocked JetBlue's acquisition of Spirit Airlines, you know, I said on the show it was only a matter of time until the airlines would be forced into bankruptcy or have to find another carrier to acquire them. We're already seeing that unfold with Spirit. And now, well, the cloud is circling and it's engulfing JetBlue. To no surprise, and you know, CEO Joanna Garrity, who we've had on the show, you know, she was given such a raw deal when she was promoted. Mm. She really was. I felt for her then. I feel even more for her now. But this week news came that JetBlue is exploring a possible sale, and it's targeted three competitors, the United Airlines, who they already have a partnership with their Blue Sky partnership. So that might be an easier acquisition there, but we'll see. Alaska Airlines and Southwest Airlines has also been mentioned. I think an Alaskan Airlines JetBlue merger would be interesting and probably good for travelers. So we'll see what that unfolds there.
All right. So quick update with our show partners, Regent and Oceana, owned by Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. The same investor who swooped in with Southwest, Elliott Investment Management, has reached a cooperation agreement with the cruise company for a refresh of its board of directors with the addition of 5 independent directors and the resignation of 4 current members. This is not a surprise. You have to remember what the cruise companies all went through during COVID. And while NCLH has shown strong earnings recovery, the debt load remains high, which is typical for the cruise company, all cruise companies. It's a capital-intensive industry with the price of ships and everything.
At least they've come to an agreement.
So they've come to an agreement, and let's hope that this brings good things.
All right, Rudy, do you have anything quick before I have to wrap?
Real fast. Well, for the 9th year in a row, Finland emerged on top as the happiest country in the world. But I found this interesting. One of the big takeaways is a drop in the well-being among young people in English-speaking countries due to social media.
Okay, well, there we go.
Interesting.
All right. Well, after the quick sponsors break, the Chief Travel Leader conversation will have us talking with Thor Industries' Bob Martin. Next hour, by the way, we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. so you can add lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, it costs less than $1 a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
That quick break has allowed Mary and me to shift gears, and as we move from the opening A block to now the Chief Travel Leader conversation, the RV and outdoor sector of travel is going to have our attention, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
With spring break happening and Easter and, yes, even Memorial Day travel is coming, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
It's very simple, folks. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's smart travel, all right? It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travel. So buy direct, get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, or go connect at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we're heading straight to Indiana via the show hotline. Waiting for us is Bob Martin, the CEO of Thor Industries, for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Well, we respect this is a busy time of year for you and the team. Bob, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, on this show, we cover everything and anything in the world of travel, as I say, week after week. There's no question the aviation, hospitality, and cruise sectors get heavy focus by us. But something we love about travel is there are so many other sectors, too, and the RV, camping, and outdoor sector is certainly a big one. Thor Industries has so many brands that folks listening around the country will know. I can't name them all off right now, but, you know, we're talking Airstream, Jayco, Tiffin Motorhomes that we like, Keystone, Open Range, Thor, and more. Where's the growth sector within the company currently, Bob? And is there a brand in the collection that maybe has your attention more these days?
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate that we cover really all sectors, from a $15,000 travel trailer made by Jayco to an Airstream higher-end travel trailer north of $100,000 to Tiffin motorhomes that can be close to $1 million. And the growth sector has been more entry-level trailer and smaller motorhomes. Just attracting that younger buyer. You know, right now interest rates are a little bit higher, so the higher cost units are more rate sensitive. You know, some of the bigger ones you have more cash buyers, but I would say the smaller travel trailers, and our Thor Motor Coach makes a great 21 to 24 foot Class C that's just very affordable, that you can get for, you know, under $90,000 and have everything you need to go camping and enjoy the weekend or weeks for a family of four.
Yeah, I've seen that one. So, Bob, Toby O'Rourke with KOA is a show friend and checks in with us regularly. We also have a good relationship with Craig Kirby and James Ashurst with RVIA. And we've been talking with them, particularly since COVID, over, and you just mentioned it, the increase in younger people camping, RVing, and just spending time outdoors, which is great. But this week, I saw info from the 2026 Camping Report that Toyota sanctioned that 80% of campers 65 and over are either camping more or plan to camp more when they retire. Are you also seeing this trend, and any comments on the demographics in the RV world?
Yeah, I mean, if COVID did anything, it brought in a younger, more diverse buyer to the industry. But our core customer has always been, you know, we focused on baby boomers for many years, but that older customer that's looking to retire and have freedom. And many of our customers, they don't want to fly. They don't want to worry about, you know, we're seeing today long TSA lines. You know, it's become harder over the years to travel that way. And our customers, they like having their own linens, their own bedding, and just the freedom to easily travel, and then they can stay a week, they can stay a day. So that older buyer has always been a key buyer for bigger fifth wheels, bigger motorhomes, but we are blessed that we still have that younger buyer that is coming in, and if we see them buy a small trailer, they typically trade up every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to continue to feed the pipeline. We see that in the cruise sector of travel. There's no question about it. I do want to ask you this question. I was watching my New York Yankees play out in San Francisco this week since the Major League Baseball season. You know, we're back, which I love. But one of the commercials that caught my attention was for Camping World and talking about them having the largest selection of pre-owned RVs and travel trailers. When Bill Mermaine was running Lazy Dale's RV, he was on the show with us a lot. We've also been engaged with John Ferrando and Andrew Floyd there at Blue Compass RV. I'm curious how important these types of operators are to Thor Industries. They must make up a sizable part of your sales, yes?
Yes. I mean, for us, we have 2,500 dealerships throughout North America. You have Camping World with 200 stores, Blue Compass with just over 100. John Ferrando, their CEO, was just a guest at my board meetings this week. You know, General RV, Lazy Days Campers Inn. So there are, you know, a lot of the big groups, but then we have a lot of independent dealers that are our mom and pops that we rely upon them. We sell everything through dealers. We service, you know, most products through dealers. We do some at the factory, but our dealer partners, you know, they are paramount. I mean, that's where a lot of my day is spent, talking to some of the biggest customers in North America, U.S. and Canada, and then for us also Europe. But huge partners, we need them. It's a non-franchise industry, so we rely on the dealer groups very heavily.
Mm. You know, so Robert mentioned Keystone a little earlier, which is one of the Thor Industries brands. You were president of that company when Thor acquired the brand before ultimately moving up to become CEO of Thor Industries back in 2013. And I recall just last year we spoke to Winnebago CEO Michael Happy, and we did discuss his previous career with Toro and things he brought with him from that company. So over your 13 years leading Thor Industries, since you had a long tenure with Keystone going back to 1998, prior to that you were with Coachmen, what are some things that you've enjoyed bringing to the CEO role that are really positively impacting the company for everyone, employees, shareholders, and of course, travelers?
For me, having my history starting as a trainee at Coachmen and then sales heavy in product development at Keystone before becoming president, I know many of the dealers throughout the nation. Many of them, I was their Cougar sales rep, and that's how they still remember me. And I simply know the process of developing products, working in operations, and then just that relationship you have to have with your dealers and ultimately with your customers. And customers will, you know, many times get my phone number or my email, and I will communicate with them, and it's because I did that as a sales rep and as a product developer, and I've been given great ideas by customers because they use them more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for me, just drawing upon my experience, you know, being a rep and a product developer, bringing that all the way up into, you know, the C-suite, to where we have to really recognize that the product is one of the most important pieces of, you know, this industry, having the right product, the right time, the right price with quality, and then having the relationship to take care of
right.
the customer.
You know, I like what you said on that because it shows that you're very approachable and understanding the customer and listening to them.
Yes, you're also, you also drive and own many
RVs. That also makes a big
difference. Which doesn't hurt.
So, exactly, getting firsthand. But yeah. So we'll go this direction with you. Looking at it, we got maybe about a minute and a half left in the interview right now. But RVs and towable trailers, they're considerably more sophisticated than they were in the past. I mean, certainly that's true about all the technology that's built into them. But I'm also talking about the options available, the floor planned layouts, the quality of materials that are involved. You know, as we look forward, Bob, maybe over the next 5, I'll throw at 10 years just to provide a time frame. What are some things that folks should expect to see in future RV and towables that maybe are not as common currently?
Yeah, I mean, I would say even today, our main goal is to reach out to people and get people to go to a show or go to one of our dealers and just walk in an RV, because I see it when friends walk in my RV and they see, you know, solid surface countertops, you know, beautiful cabinetry, porcelain flooring. It's just, it's not what people expect. They're expecting like a unit from the 1970s. But for us, we have this other great advantage that we own production, and we're the number two company in Europe. That Euro feel is coming to the United States more and more and more. And we're doing it as we build our products. We built a hybrid motorhome called an Embark this year through Jayco, and it was on a hybrid chassis from Harbinger, but it was the interior that we used from our Neiman Bischof in Germany. And watching people's reaction to the look, but also the technology, everything that we put into that really changed the view of many people. And I think that's our big opportunity. You'll see more of that coming from us.
Well, Bob, we're going to leave that there for today. Hope you will not be a stranger with us in the future. We appreciate you being part of this March 28th broadcast and wish you a very pleasant weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, listen, Mary, I understand the success they're having because sounds like a terrific guy and somebody you'd want to travel
hands
with, right?
Hands on, so, down to earth.
Yep. All right. Well, folks, we need to pause right now for some sponsor messages. RJ is ahead with the Open Road. He's going to take all of us to college in Kansas. That's going to be an interesting Open Road coming up. The latest Destination Spotlight is ahead this hour. It's an MCF day on the program. That's going to help us kick off hour two. We'll all travel the world from your own kitchen and a lot more. Next, Mary and I are going to take you plane spotting.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. Stop sleeping on an old, worn-out mattress thinking it's okay. It's not, folks. Instead, make this move today. Do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship for free directly from their facility to your door. They offer 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. So go take the 2-minute sleep quiz and save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, it is now 33 minutes past the hour, and moving on into the C block, we've reset during that bottom of the hour break from RVs to now planes, and we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, and during these final days of the March Madness sale going on, you can experience the same level of top quality sleep that you're going to find at luxury hotels, resorts, and luxury cruise ships.
With spring here, folks, start new and stop sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses. Instead, make the move today and do something that's actually going to improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship directly from their facility to your door. They offer 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. So go take their 2-minute sleep quiz. Find the perfect mattress for your sleep needs. You'll save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry, or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. When he's not managing communications for Tampa International Airport in conjunction with the airport, CJ Johnson oversees their social media group, The Plane Spot. This is an international Facebook group for plane spotters from around the world that currently has nearly 40,000 members. Let's welcome CJ to the show via our show hotline for details.
CJ, appreciate you checking in with us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you guys.
Well, I can think of many places right now. Mary and I were talking about this during the break that I've enjoyed spotting planes. Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport might be the best of them that I've done. Where you can set up is pretty dramatic, but I love all things aviation, CJ, and you've certainly taken this to another level with the plane spot. Share some details for folks tuned in on how it got started and what it's actually all about.
Sure. Well, here at Tampa National Airport, we're a very plane spotter friendly airport, and we started a Facebook group a while ago just dedicated to plane spotting. And the group is literally called The Plane Spot, the Facebook group. And it has now grown to nearly 40,000 members of the plane spotting community from all around the world. Many of them are based here in Tampa, but many of them are based all around the country and internationally too. And they share really cool photos and videos of unique aircraft or liveries that they see, whether they're here at Tampa, whether they're traveling around. And the group just keeps growing. It's such a thrill to watch.
CJ, since we have such a diverse listening audience across the country, can you just elaborate a little on how deep this hobby is? Like, for example, I've heard, Robert, we were talking about this too, that enthusiasts take this so seriously that they could hear something on a radio scanner, jump in their car, head to the airport just to see a certain aircraft. Talk about plane spotting as a serious hobby.
Oh, it's a very serious hobby. And often I feel like they know about special planes coming to town before I do. And I work at an airport. many of them are just so dialed in to what's happening in aviation. And it is so cool, especially here in Florida. We get a lot of really cool aircraft that come and go, or, since there's a lot of major airports here that are in a kind of a close vicinity, a lot of times we'll have flights that are diverted. So you get a plane that's heading to Orlando or heading to Fort Lauderdale or Miami, whatever it is, and due to bad weather or whatever it is, they make a surprise or a special visit. And the plane spotters are like the first people to know. They're watching these, whether that's using, flight radar or another like fun tool. They're always keeping an eye out for just these special aircraft that are coming, and they're on it, and they're showing up when something special is on its way.
I can remember some car trips we've done with our sons, and they are looking up in the sky and seeing things through the moonroof.
But
I mentioned Anchorage International. Maui's Kahului Airport is another good location that we like.
Yeah.
Tampa, agree. We've flown in and out of Tampa, I mean, I don't know, probably 30 to 40 times over the years. I would agree 100% with you about that. Miami and Los Angeles International, also good plane spotting airports.
Yes.
But I'm sure you have some favorites besides TPA that you can recommend, CJ. So where do you say are good places offering dedicated viewing areas for great plane spotting?
Oh, that, there are so many, and you already mentioned one of them. I see a lot of photos. We have a plane spotter that is often at Ted Stevens. They're in Anchorage, and the views are just incredible from there. I know a lot of people also, you guys are from New York, they go to the old TWA hotel or the new
JFK,
TWA hotel.
There's
so many amazing spots, and even here at TPA, we offer an hour of free parking on top of our short-term and long-term garages. So those are at the very top of the garages. They offer like unparalleled views of our runways here at the airport, and people love it from there. But if I'm ever if I'm ever back at Anchorage, I'd love to spend some time just watching them there. I know a lot of people love to go down to St. Martin and go on that famous beach where you've got the planes that are coming right over the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's at SXM, the St. Martin Airport.
It is. So,
it is.
Yes, it is. Yep. Comes right over.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it
we've been. I think I lost my hearing, but I mean, and the wind. Oh my God, that's so crazy. So listen, I just want to go back to something you said earlier. Nearly 40,000 members in this group and international as well. So you've got a lot of people following and engaging in all of this.
We do. And, it's part of our broader social media program here at Tampa International Airport. And we actually just became the most followed large airport on social media in the country across our four platforms when you're comparing like actual passengers to followers. So people are very dialed in to aviation. They're very dialed into what's going on here at TPA, and especially our plane spotters in that large group. That group, it just keeps growing exponentially. And I'm excited to see it. I'm thrilled to see it. And, we even host little fun plane spotter events here at the airport, maybe like a behind-the-scenes tour. So if any of your listeners want to join that, and we sometimes do little contests in there to do some up-close experiences, they're more than welcome to join.
Well, listen, folks, you just want to go on Facebook to The Plane Spot. As CJ said, you can hear the enthusiasm, and it's a fun thing to do, certainly, whether you're traveling or not. So, CJ, very nice to connect with you today. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes CJ. Love the enthusiasm. And that area in Anchorage that we're talking about, folks, you can just set up right there by the end of the runway over the gorgeous cliffs looking over the Pacific.
Yep.
Great location.
Beautiful. All right. Well, that was fun. From CJ to RJ, that's the next handoff about to happen here on the show. The Open Road is next, and RJ is going to talk automotive restoration. Then Robert and I will bring you the latest destination spotlight in less than 10 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Now, if you've ever stood beside a perfectly restored classic car and felt something, hairs on the back of your neck, the mix of beauty, history, craftsmanship, all in one place, then you know there is a real art to bringing these machines back to life. And my next guest has dedicated his career to exactly that. Brian Martin is the Senior Director of Automotive Restoration at McPherson College in Kansas, the only college in the country offering a bachelor's degree in automotive restoration. Brian is an alumnus of the program himself, an international Concours judge, and a classic car consultant who recently led a student team that took second in class at the most prestigious classic car competition in the world, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. But before we get over to the show hotline, this portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. Now, attention, all guys out there hearing my voice, it is time to change deodorants. Enough is enough. Most of whatever we use just covers up nasty smells, but Mando uses mandelic acid to neutralize odor-causing bacteria at the source before there's anything to mask. It's proven to block odor all day, controlling it up to 72 hours even. It delivers strong performance, it's skin safe, and made with completely clean ingredients. Don't mask it. Mando Mando it. As a show fan, you'll get 20% off site-wide at shopmando.com when you buy it direct online and use code CARRY at checkout or find a link, as always, at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right. Now, Brian, it's great to have you on today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Brian, I want to jump right into this. Can you tell us a little bit, specifically broadly, about McPherson College, what kind of degrees of study you offer and what makes your university different?
Yeah, so our school, McPherson College, is actually a four-year liberal arts college that was primarily founded as a teacher's college in 1887. But what we're really well known for today is our automotive restoration program. We're the only four-year bachelor's program that teaches automotive restoration in the country.
And now, also, I think this year is a special year for your automotive restoration program. You're celebrating your 50th anniversary of offering that bachelor's degree. How did something this specialized become so enduring?
Yeah, it is a really big honor for us to, having been doing this for 50 years now. It started on a whim. A gentleman in the area had a large car collection and realized that the people that were working on his old cars, his antique cars, were also old and starting to die off, and he thought it was a skill set that should be saved, and so donated a large percentage of his cars to be sold to help fund starting the program. And so it actually started as a two-year bachelor's degree, and then in the 90s, the school was actually looking at discontinuing the program. They just didn't see how it really fit into their more traditional liberal arts school. Mm-hmm. But luckily, a now good friend of the program, Jay Leno, was being awarded an award out in California by McGuire's, and part of that was to benefit a charity of the recipient's choice, and he wanted to do something a little different and thought supporting young people in the automotive hobby was a great way to do that.
Yeah.
And
it really is pretty special, especially, I mean, nationwide. There's really no comparable program of study to what you guys are doing. And I have a question. So who finds their way to McPherson in terms of, like, what the typical student looks like, and where are you seeing graduates end up?
Yeah, we have students that come from all over the country and internationally. It's students that our traditionally would be students that would go towards a mechanical engineering program, maybe an auto tech program, business, but just they love cars. They love doing things with their hands, and this is a great mix. And our students then go all over the country working in all different facets of the collector car world.
It's really special. So whether someone is a prospective student, a collector, or just a curious enthusiast, where's the best place to find McPherson's program online?
McPherson.edu. McPherson College is online. If people want to come visit, the absolute best time to visit is the first Saturday in May. That is when our student-led car show is.
Excellent.
In our big open house.
Excellent.
So this year, May 1st and 2nd.
Awesome. Now, folks, if you want to learn more or are planning a road trip to Kansas this spring, check out McPherson's College Automotive Restoration Program. Brian, pleasure to have you on today. 50 years.
Absolutely.
Of turning out the next generation, one extraordinary car at a time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, nice to have Brian on. And again, folks, that's McPherson.edu, specifically /auto restoration. We'll take you to their whole website about that. You can also follow them on Instagram and Facebook at MCAutoResto. Really appreciate having Brian on. But that's all for this week, folks. Up next is the next installment of our Destination Spotlight series. I'm RJ Carey. This is Arm World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, as we take back the show mics from RJ, we've now had a Bob Martin, we've had a Brian Martin, we've had CJ, RJ, we've had a lot of people on the show over the first four segments. For the 162nd Destination Spotlight, it will not be another Martin, I promise you. And before we get to America's 20th state, that was admitted to the Union in 1817, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Carrie.
And we all want a security system that's going to keep trouble away, not one that just tells you when something bad has already happened. So that's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
All right, this is very simple. They have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're working, maybe you're sleeping, traveling, wherever you may be, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that cost less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/care. You're going to save 50% as a show fan today, or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Mississippi, here we come. Holding for us on the show hotline is Rochelle Hicks, Director of Tourism for Visit Mississippi.
Rochelle, hello. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you aboard today. A few weeks ago, we had Will East on with us during our National Communal Forum segment. He's the program director with our 12 affiliates across your state as part of the Super Talk Mississippi Network. During the conversation, Mary shared a trip we took from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle, and we drove, you know, along coastal Mississippi, enjoying a number of the distinct communities there. Gulfport comes to mind, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Pascagoula. So enjoying Mississippi's shoreline along the Gulf of America, we say, is a must, Rochelle. How much does it help fuel your tourism?
So our coastal Mississippi makes up about a third of our tourism product in the state. So obviously a very important piece of our tourism story in Mississippi. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Mississippi has these gorgeous beaches and, you know, just all the things you think of when you think of a beautiful coastal community. If we have lots of great things to do, lots of family activities, a beautiful aquarium, science center, you know, lots of stuff that families can do. Enjoy the beach, obviously, food, great places to stay that are family friendly. And then in addition to that, you have lots of great things for adults to do. There's, you know, several casinos there that they all differ and have a really different way of celebrating the state. So Lots of great things to do on the coast. Right now, I've actually just left the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they are hosting the Clash Endurance USA Triathlon, which is hosting future Olympians, colleges from all over the United States, in addition to your average person, or maybe not so average, that runs triathlons for fun. So it was really cool to,
yeah,
to kind of see all the activity there and just all the, you know, athletes enjoying the water and the food. It was just amazing.
So, Rochelle, Robert and I talk frequently about all the different sectors across the world of travel. And something that we really appreciate about Mississippi is you are known as the hospitality state. And anyone who loves music loves your state, as Mississippi is also known as the birthplace of American music. And Will East actually gave a shout out. You have the Grammy Museum in Cleveland, Mississippi. But hospitality and music, I would say, are the pillars for travel and tourism, making your state a very warm and welcoming state.
Absolutely. We've been called the hospitality state for a long time. And, you know, our tagline for Visit Mississippi is birthplace of America's music. And, you know, over the past year, we've really worked hard to not just say it, but to show why that's true. And we've hosted a podcast called Mississippi on the Map that really highlights different people, different artists that are talking about, you know, why Mississippi is the birthplace, right? There's so many genres of music were born from the blues, which was, you know, born in the Mississippi Delta. And it just, and it came from all these different cultures of people that, you know, came to be in the Mississippi Delta, and they just created this music that just resonated with people all around the world. You know, we have people from all over the world that come to hear the Mississippi blues. And then, you know, you think about the way that different genres branched out from the blues, rock and roll, you know, Elvis Presley from Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, king of rock and roll. Then you got the king of the blues, B.B. King, from Itabena, Mississippi. There's just so many people,
Rochelle,
so many artists.
There's so many people. I mean, it's unbelievable. You go on.
I think it's the most diverse.
So listen, you know, we're not going to have enough time to get into this today, but I'm just going to say this, folks. You know, we talked about the coastal areas of Mississippi, but a great southern charming town of Vicksburg. You've definitely got to check that out, especially if you're a history buff. It is a place well worth your time and travel dollars. But right now, looking at the clock, you know, we have been investing heavily in America's 250th birthday here on the show. What major happening or two can people come celebrate in Mississippi that you're offering, folks?
So I definitely recommend checking out our America 250 website, america250.ms. And that will show you all the great events that we have going on around the state throughout the year, you know, obviously, especially during the July month. But we also have a great event that's going to be on June the 20th. It's going to be held in Jackson. It's called United in Song. And we'll have a choir of over 500 Mississippians, volunteers, who will sing several patriotic songs. We will have, you know, some fun, cool Americana songs as well. So it's going to be a great night of music and celebration. But overall, it's all about celebrating America's 250th birthday and making sure that we tell the story of how Mississippi impacted the nation.
Well, amen to that. Mm-hmm. So, Rochelle, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Rochelle. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, well, there's a quick snapshot of the Magnolia State, folks. That's how we're going to finish up Hour 1 today. By the way, the website to plan your own travels there is visitmississippi.org, or as Rochelle said, if you want the 250 information, it's america250.ms. In just a few minutes, we're going to begin Hour 2 with the National Communal Forum. We'll also travel the world from your own kitchen ahead in the G Block. The Right Stuff Museum Gallery are also still to come today. Keep those radios locked in, folks. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.